Hi, Aaron Henkin here. I'm the guy who records the storytellers for the StoopStorytelling.com website. My apologies, but we had a minor technical hiccup at the beginning of this recording of Shirley Brewer's story, so we join her about a minute into her telling about a memorable holiday job. Years ago, Shirley heard that the Hutzler's department store was hiring for a special position, the job of puppeteer and voice talent for Santa's reindeer. She applied.
And I was called in for a reindeer interview at the Southdale, Hutzler's Southdale store, which was in Glen Burnie that we used to call Glen Burnet. And so I went for my interview, and I passed with flying colors, and I was sent to the reindeer training school, which was called RTS, at the Hutzler's store on Howard Street. Now, a word about Hutzler's. Hutzler's was a wonderful department store that opened in Baltimore in 1858, even before the Civil War. And the last Hutzler's closed in Towson, the Towson store, in 1990. And Hutzler's was innovative in that they didn't focus on Santa at Christmas time. They focused on the two reindeer, Tinsel the female and Bo the male. And they were the stars. And they were standing in front of a small silvery frosted hut. And the person who was the talking reindeer, you would go in the hut, and you would move these handles back and forth, and this would move the reindeer heads, and then you would squeeze the handles to open and close the mouths, and then you would had a little microphone, and you had a little peephole, and you could look out and see the kids and see the reindeer. So we were given the reindeer rules that morning, and we were told in reindeer training school, no talking about religion or politics, because this would be grounds for dismissal. I'm thinking, no problem. I mean, what six-year-old kid is going to be talking about religion? Well, I was to find out my first night on the job. So my first night on the job at the Hutzler Southdale, I showed up for my two-hour shift, and which doesn't sound like a long time, but believe me, it was lasted for hours. And this job, by the way, paid minimum wage, which in 1982 was $3.35. But I wasn't doing it for the money. I got there, and I went in the little hut, and I closed the door. Well, this was the moment in my adult life when I realized I probably had a severe case of claustrophobia, because in the training school, we had left the doors open, and I'm telling you, I couldn't breathe in there. It was like there was no ventilation, no fan, and it was like being in a chicken coop. Not that I'd ever been in a chicken coop, but it was sort of like the feel of being in a chicken coop. So the seat was like a bicycle seat, only maybe a little bigger, but it didn't have any padding or cushion. And so I knew that I was probably going to be in for a preparation H by the end of the night, but not H for holiday. And so the handles worked really well in training school, but that night my handles were loose. And so I was going like this and looking through the peephole, and I could see the reindeer heads, and they're going like this. And what I was afraid of was that if I wasn't focused on it, that maybe the heads would spin around, sort of like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. And I want to freak any little kid out, so I had to be careful of that. Now, the triggers, Tinsel's trigger worked really good to open and close her mouth, but Bo's trigger was kind of jammed. So it did work, but it worked really hard. So I developed that night a big blister on my right hand, and I ended up wearing a glove for the rest of the season. But it was okay. It was 1982, and Michael Jackson's Thriller album had come out. So I was on the one glove, I was the cusp of fashion. So I decided to forget about all my problems and just practice my reindeer voices. I had to use a deep voice for Bo, and then sort of a higher voice for Tinsel. So I had memorized the night before Christmas, and I decided if I had the reindeer, alternate voices, and then I could practice my voices. So I just kind of got into it. Well, 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Okay, you had to be there. But anyway, I was really into it. And then I looked through the people, and then I see my first customer. A mother came up with her child, and she actually left the child and walked away. Now, this was 1982. I mean, the mother was nearby. She was shopping. But, I guess she thought it was a babysitting service or something. If you can't trust a reindeer, who can you trust? So the little girl has obviously taken some sort of a Larry King correspondence course. So she goes on and she starts out and she goes, "Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm 5 years old. Who cut your hair? Where's your price tag? I want to buy you and put you in my house. Do you like spaghetti? I like spaghetti, but not the sauce. Bo, do you have any babies?" Well, I don't know if the reindeer heads were spinning around, but my head was spinning. But Bo saved the day, and he interrupted, and he says, Teresa, what do you want for Christmas? And she says, and I'm this is all true story. She says, I want a vacuum cleaner. And I'm thinking, you know, what five-year-old wants a vacuum? I didn't know what to say, but Tinsel saved the day. And Tinsel says, would you like a canister or an upright? I don't know what to say. So then Teresa changed the subject, and then she says she was in preschool, and they were learning a hymn, and she wanted to sing a hymn, and she wanted the reindeer to sing with her. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, hymn equals religion equals I'm going to lose my job. Now, by this time, I'd only earned about $2. And so, I mean, this kid had a voice. Think early Whitney Houston. I mean, she, like, belted it out. And this is what she's saying. Jesus, my Lord. I mean, the whole store could hear it. And I don't know if reindeer have blood pressure problems, but mine was at antler level. She goes on again, Jesus, my Lord Jesus. And I'm thinking, does this song have like a hymn have like a second verse or something? I don't know. And I don't know why someone doesn't come and remove this midget evangelist. So, but once again, Bo saves the day, and he Bo says, Teresa, let's sing a Christmas carol. How about Santa Claus is coming to town? You better watch out. And I think he made that a little bit more menacing than it needed to be. But Teresa kept singing, you know, singing this hymn. And I didn't know what I was going to do. So I decided that what I would do was I was just going to leave the reindeer hut, and I was going to blow my cover, and I was going to find the kid's mother. But just then, Teresa, she got really quiet, and she stopped the hymn. And I was actually a little worried about her. And all of a sudden, she just kind of looked up at the reindeer with these great big eyes, and she says, I love you, reindeers. And in that moment, I have to admit, it was like a softening of the spirit. And so we said, we love you too, Teresa, Tinsel, Bo, and me. Finish your song, your hymn. We'll hum along. So that's what we did. She sang the hymn. The reindeer hummed along. I did not lose my job. It was one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had. And Teresa, if you're out there, Teresa would now be 32 years old. I just like to say, I hope you got your Hoover. Thank you very much.